And, of course, our special guest this hour, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, taking your calls at criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go. I need 500 of you to hit and slam the website, and we go over the top once again. So just go to criticalhealthnews.com and just look around for a little bit. There's also that number to call to talk to people for assistance. Keep it. Call them anytime, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We shall be back with pharmacist Ben and your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Ben, since you've been doing this, you've helped how many people? My God, hundreds of thousands of people, I bet.
I just the next person, man. Just the person that's right in front of me.
One by one.
One by one, exactly. I don't think about it because it's really, to me, what's important is who the next person that I can help. The past is the past. The next person I can help is what I focus on.
When you were a pharmacist, what did you see that you didn't like?
That's a great question, George. When I was in pharmacy school, I wanted to help people, and I loved chemistry, and I loved I was fascinated that you could use medicine and change the body. But then when I got to pharmacy school, we're studying toxicity, and we're studying side effects, and we're studying how to mitigate side effects and mitigate toxicity. We're studying non-compliance and how to make the patients take things that they don't really want to take. And so I was really troubled. I said, there's something up here. And then on top of that, George, this is something that a lot of people don't recognize. In pharmacy school, you study nutrition. But you don't study nutrition like a nutritionist or like a dietitian. You study like a pharmacist. You study the healing properties of vitamins. You study deficiency diseases as nutritional deficiencies. So I leave pharmacy school with this understanding about nutrition as a healing modality and an understanding of the toxicity of drugs. And I go to work in a pharmacy. And I never worked in a pharmacy when I was in college. I worked in a skincare lab, the Plistex lab.
Yeah.
So I get out and I'm in the real pharmacy world. And it dawns on me, I don't know why it didn't before, it dawns on me that I'm the guy dispensing this stuff to the people. So what I started to do is I started to suggest nutrition. This is in the 80s. I started to suggest nutrition. People use nutrition with their medicine. So I'd say things like, oh, maybe you want a little vitamin C with that.
You were a pioneer.
I was a pioneer, right? So I started to see results. And so what I started to do after that, when I saw results, when I was suggesting nutrients with medicine, I started to suggest nutrients instead of medicine. Now, this didn't go over very well.
No, not with your employer or anybody else, right?
Right. This went over very poorly, actually, and I was fired very shortly in due course from Kmart Pharmacy where I was working. And so I just started my own darn pharmacy. I started a compounding pharmacy where we work with nutrition and the skin. And that's where I really got into understanding how powerful nutrition was for lowering blood pressure, lowering blood sugar, for building tissue, repairing bones, anti-aging. And I really got into it. And that was 30 years ago, George, and I've been doing it for 30
years. Good for you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alfonso in San Diego. Welcome to the program, Alfonso.
Yeah, how are you doing,
Alfonso?
Okay.
Ben.
Great. Thank you.
The question is that I had a pain on my right lower abdominal, and it came up to be that I had gallbladder stones.
Yep.
So the doctor says we have to remove it. Now, the question is to Ben, what is there going to be in the future? I'm 60 years old now, and what things could harm me for my digestive system?
You got to focus on fats and fatty vitamins. Without a gallbladder, you're going to be compromised at the level of processing vitamins D, E, A, and K, and essential fatty acids. And these are all critical for stress management, life management, repair, anti-aging. So you got to make sure you're supplementing. Supplementing with the fatty vitamins, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, digestive enzymes, ultimate enzymes, anything that helps you process food at the level of the stomach. Apple cider vinegar, one of the all-time great, underappreciated, inexpensive digestive aids. It's also important for mental health. It's also important for blood sugar. Use apple cider vinegar with all your meals. And then something called lecithin. Have you heard of lecithin, George?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Lecithin is a powerful substance for helping the body process fats. So anything you do to help the body process fats, making sure you're supplementing with good fats and fatty vitamins, and then helping the body process.
Now, if they don't take his gallbladder, just the stones, same thing.
The stones are caused by bile that's sluggish, bile that's not moving. You know, bile is very, very misunderstood. Bile is your body's major detoxifying fluid. And the more toxicity that you're under, that you're enduring, whether it's food toxicity or drug toxicity or your hormones, you're not processing your hormones correctly, the bile becomes sludgy. When the bile becomes sludgy, this is when it forms stones. So one of the best ways to prevent stones from happening, or to, if you are prone to stones, to reduce the likelihood of stones, is to make sure you're avoiding foods that cause digestive distress. Foods that cause digestive distress will have a clogging effect on the bile, and a lot of stones are formed as an end result of people eating foods that they shouldn't be eating. So making sure that you're focusing on the foods, your food choices is very important, and it probably wouldn't hurt to do all the strategies I was telling you about for if you don't have a gallbladder, making sure that you're using lecithin and digestive enzymes and apple cider vinegar and such.
Now let's go back to Alfonso for a follow-up. Any follow-up question, Alfonso?
Yes. Also have diabetes.
It's all connected, my friend. It's all linked.
They say I was a 7. The doctor said I was a 7. So
I'm not sure by 7.
Probably his AC1.
Yeah, hemoglobin A1C. There's all kinds of stuff that you could do for diabetics. First of all, just drinking water will lower your will reduce your blood sugar concentration. Just drinking water. If you add in some Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that's even better. Use the Sweeties from Longevity. You know, I was just reading about something called avocotin. Have you heard about this? It's an avocado extract. It's a component avocado that lowers blood sugar.
I know artichokes lower blood pressure. Cinnamon does.
Cinnamon.
Chromium. It's amazing. But you mix it all in your Sweeties.
Yeah, cinnamon's a great one. Cinnamon is a highly medicinal spice, and it amplifies the taste of sugar. So if you're a sugar junkie, you can cut your sugar in by a third if you add a little cinnamon to it.
What do you think of the drug metformin, which apparently they give a lot?
I'm not a fan of any drugs that compel the body. Listen, George, drugs compel the body. They force the body to do things it doesn't want to do. So if the body doesn't want to make insulin, or it's not making enough insulin, I should say, with type 2 diabetes, it's not sensitive to insulin, there's a reason for it. The answer is not to force the body to become more sensitive to insulin with a drug. That's why you have side effects and toxicity. You can't compel the body or force the body to do things pharmacologically and not pay the price. There's always going to be a price, even if you don't notice it. There's always going to be a price because the body has to process that toxin as if it were as a poison, which means it costs you B vitamins, it costs you copper, it costs you magnesium, it costs you zinc. You know, there's nutritional deficiencies that follow prescription drug intake that cause the very diseases that the drugs are supposed to fix.
Let's go to Elisa in Portland. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, Elisa.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
So, two different people, two different questions. And the first one is, what do you recommend to help with nicotine withdrawal cravings for someone who's smoked over 30 years?
You know, you're cutting out a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm not catching.
Nicotine withdrawal.
Nicotine withdrawal, okay.
Yeah, for someone that has smoked over 30 years.
A lot of things you could do. First of all, niacin is very similar to nicotine. Vitamin B3. Use the ultimate niacin from Longevity. And niacin is also very important for calming the body down.
What's a niacin flush?
The niacin flush is something that happens. It's secondary to the niacin's vasodilating properties. Niacin has an ability to open up blood vessels. So when the blood vessels open up, it feels like heat and feels like itching, and that's the niacin flush. There's no flush niacin that you can use to take advantage of that. But niacin is the only vitamin. The definition of a vitamin is something your body can't make. You have to get in food. Niacin is the only vitamin that's so important that the body will actually make it under conditions of nutritional deficiency. And when the body makes niacin, when the body is spending its resources on niacin, you make less serotonin. So you want to make sure that you're supplementing with niacin. Well, I say supplement with niacin. By the way, niacin is also a natural statin drug. We were talking earlier about essential fatty acids are a statin drug. Niacin works just as well as statin drugs for lowering cholesterol. Niacin is critical for the way the body handles sugar. Anything that you use that helps the body handle sugar will also lower cholesterol. So I kind of digressed away from your question there. But
Niacin.
Yeah, niacin, and then for quitting smoking. And then slow deep breathing, slow deep rhythmic breathing. A lot of the times we smoke is to activate the lungs and to somehow get some oxygen into the body, and we smoke instead. So slow deep breathing can be very helpful, and also the anxiety or the jitteriness that's caused by withdrawal can be alleviated by slow deep rhythmic breathing. You know, George, addiction is a coping mechanism. It's a way we learn to cope with trauma from when we're young. And so whenever we come up with trauma again, we tend to fall into these kinds of addictive habits. So understanding how to deal with stress, understanding how to deal with anxiety is really important, because if we have coping mechanisms and coping strategies like smoking or drugs or alcohol destructive coping strategies, there's always going to be a reason to cope. That's just how life is. You know, you want to pick functional coping strategies.
And Elisa had a question for a second person. Go ahead, Elisa.
Yeah, it was for chronic fatigue related to multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue.
Yeah, MS is one of the great tragic health challenges. Autoimmunity, this is very important, I'm going to say here now. There's something like 80 million people, even more, I think, maybe 100 million people have some kind of autoimmune health challenge. It's a huge number.
Why does the body turn on itself like
that? Isn't that a great question, right? The body doesn't turn on itself. It turns on what it thinks is the enemy. When you eat a food, this is the mechanism for autoimmunity.
Not the enemy.
Well, here, check this out, George. When you eat a food that you're not supposed to eat, it goes into the bloodstream. This is over the course of time that the intestine starts to break down. Things get into the bloodstream through the intestine. It's called leaky gut syndrome, which everybody who has an autoimmune problem has. The food particles get into the bloodstream. The bloodstream then, the immune system in the bloodstream then surrounds that food with immune cells. And that clump of food and immune cells is called a circulating immune complex, or a CIC. And this CIC floats around in the blood, and then the body does something very interesting that I used to do when I was a little kid. Well, my mom would tell me to clean up my room. I had a foolproof mechanism, foolproof strategy for cleaning up my room instantaneously, no matter how messy my room was. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I put it under the bed. I put everything under the
bed.
You
hid it.
I hid it. Well, the body does the same thing with the garbage that's in the blood. It dumps out the CICs and the toxins and all the things that are floating around the blood that have gotten in through the leaky gut, and it dumps it into the soft tissues and into the connective tissue. It dumps it into the glands. And now the glands have this immune complex that creates a distortion, a change in the tissue, in the connective tissue or in the thyroid or the pancreas if you have type 1 diabetes or the joints. And then that area looks foreign. So the body attacks it. It's the end result of a distorted cell system that has become distorted from the immune system activation at the level of the bloodstream. And how did the immune system become activated at the level of the bloodstream? Food. Multiple sclerosis needs to be regarded as a food condition and a leaky gut condition.
Interesting.
If you try to attack it at the level, or treat it, or deal with it at the level of the myelin sheath that is distorted, it's not going to work, because you got to take care of it before the distortion happens. And this is why when you fast, your MS symptoms start to get better. Now you have to eat, of course. But that's where you do the food diary. You start to eliminate foods, and you use probiotics, and you use the ultimate enzymes, and you take care of your digestive health. George, all roads lead to digestion, to the food. And it should make sense that we're sick when you think about it. The food we're eating, George, didn't exist 100 years ago.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope, not at all.
We have completely rearranged the food supply. It didn't exist, even tomatoes. Even veggies didn't exist, because now they're different. They're genetically modified. Breeding technique, soil is different. We're subsisting on foods with a Paleolithic body, a body that came from caveman days from an evolutionary biology standpoint. We're existing on food that is completely foreign to our bodies.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us at criticalhealthnews.com. Go ahead, Ben. We got a text or tweet from Tom. but I'll let you finish up.
I was going to say, so of course we're going to be dealing with health challenges, but that's not necessarily bad. We don't necessarily have to be condemned. We can take advantage of things like calorie restriction, nutritional supplementation. We can make better food choices. We can eat organic. There's lots of things that we can still do, but we have to recognize the problem first.
Tommy, go ahead with your text or tweet for Ben.
This one in from Marjorie in Clearwater, Florida. Please ask Ben, pharmacist Ben, what causes bad breath, my friends, is the worst.
Oh, no. It could be a lot of things. But the first thing I would think about, again, is the digestive system, bacteria in the intestine.
Gum disease.
That's another thing. It could be local at the level
of my two-year of dental training, right?
Well, it could definitely be. There's a lot of issues with the mouth and with the jaws and the teeth that we suffer from because of the kind of foods that we eat. So, yeah, it could definitely be gum disease. Gum disease is a big problem. Gum disease is basically osteoporosis of the gums. You know, it's wrinkles of the gums.
You got to floss. You got to use your water pick.
You got to do all that stuff
constantly.
And then if there is a digestive health issue, I would be correcting that because gases can emanate, hydrogen sulfide gas can emanate from the wrong bacteria, and that could smell like rotten eggs. That's what hydrogen sulfide smell is.
Let's see if we can squeeze Wayne in from Tacoma, Washington before the break. Hey, Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Pharmacist Ben, I'm interested in immunosuppressants. I read a lot about colostrum as being one of the best immunosuppressants, and I know that all babies, animals, cannot live if they don't have that colostrum from their mothers for the first 2 or 3 weeks.
That's true.
Colostrum is amazing.
And then secondly, the second question is on improvers that from longevity, long life improvers. You can tell me about that.
I think you're talking about
Immortalium.
Yeah, the Immortalium. I think you're talking about. You want to talk? Is that
that's one of my favorites, by the way.
That's a great one, isn't it?
But what about the colostrum? We only got about a minute and a half before the break.
Yeah, let's see. We can do Immortalium next. The colostrum is an amazing, amazing food substance. It's the first milk, and it's loaded, packed with all kinds of stuff for building the immune system, not depressing the immune system, but building the immune system, for creating a coating on the stomach and the intestine, preventing leaky gut. It's for the brain, for the eyes, for the heart. It's just amazing, amazing stuff. It's perfect food, perfect food. Mother's milk. Mother's milk and colostrum is super mother's milk.
I used to breed horses, and the vet would always tell us, you've got to get that horse to milk from the mother quickly.
Oh, yeah, that's just such healing.
Builds up their resistance and everything else.
All of that.
It's almost like antibiotics.
Mm. God's antibiotics, natural antibiotics.
And Immortalium, you got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Immortalium is a research project, a longevity research project, where they took everything they could possibly think of for extending lifespan, and they put it into this Immortalium. Of course, when you extend the lifespan, you improve health all around. So it's got what they call telomere extenders. It says extend the lifespan of the telomeres, vitamin A, vitamin C, coenzyme Q10, zinc, copper, MSM. It's just absolutely, absolutely loaded. Actually, there's no CoQ10 in there, I don't think, but there's all kinds of other stuff. It's a completely well-rounded, comprehensive anti-aging supplement.
We're going to come back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in just a moment with final phone calls. Fast hour and a half, my gosh. And again, it's criticalhealthnews.com. I need 500 of you to slam that website, if you would. We shall be back with your calls next. And welcome back. George Norrie with you with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. What a great staff behind that phone number, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Especially shout out to Jonty, Dr. Peterson. Shout out to all those guys who are on the phones. And you know what? We take letters, too. We love getting letters. Health at criticalhealthnews.com. Love getting emails. And then also, of course, phone calls. They're always, always happy to help.
I mean, what does this tell you about our health system where so many people have something wrong with them?
It's unbelievable, George.
It's huge.
So many people have multiple things wrong with them. I'm telling you, it's the medicalization of what our lifestyle choices. And it comes down to the fact that the medical model believes that we're just doomed and that our demise can just be staved off. It's a perspective issue. It's a paradigm issue. The paradigm of medicine is based on the idea that we are just doomed and condemned to falling apart and being diseased. I say we should change that paradigm to what's more accurate, and that is that the body has a healing mechanism built in. You just have to unlock it. And we unlock it with just good living, unlock it with good spirituality, mentality, emotion, physical, supplements, exercise, breathing, kindness, George, love,
yes,
compassion. All of these activate the parasympathetic.
All adds up.
You know, George, the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of the nervous system that regulates immunity and digestion and sexuality and fertility and creativity, all the good things in life, is your safety nervous system. In religion, they always tell you you have to be saved. It's really from a biochemistry perspective, you have to be safe. You have to feel safe in the world. This is what we were talking about earlier. When you feel safe, you activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and that's where all the good stuff is. The sympathetic nervous system, that's the hot flashes. That's the anxiety. That's the depressed immunity. That's the fear nervous system. We're living in fear mentally, emotionally, and physically. We live in fear. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Nutritional supplements activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Saying grace before meals is important because it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which regulates digestion. Being grateful. You never want to eat, by the way, when you're under stress, because that shuts down the digestive system, the parasympathetic nervous system.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Michael's with us in Victoria, British Columbia. Hey, Michael.
Hey there, George and Pharmacist Ben. Full compliments on the choice and selection of music there.
Well, thank you, and thanks for holding in there so long. I think you were on hold for an hour, weren't you?
Well, it breezes by with Pharmacist Ben and you on. So, yeah, and actually the reference to niacin brought back memories of Dr. Hoffer, who had his office in Victoria, who pioneered the development of niacin.
Yep.
Dr. Abram Hoffer, absolutely, one of my great heroes. He used to use it for schizophrenia. He used to use niacin for schizophrenia. He wrote a whole book on it, on you treating schizophrenia with niacin.
Orthomolecular
psychiatry, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
He's the father of orthomolecularism, I believe.
Go ahead, Ben.
I say he's the father of what's known as orthomolecular medicine. Ortho means correct. Correct molecule medicine, which is medicine.
Yes, yes, yes. I had a friend who was his office manager. And actually, I'm asking you, Ben, here on the product C60, carbon 60.
Oh, yeah, yeah, very fascinating.
Pardon?
It's a very fascinating molecule, C60. It's called fullerene. Have you heard of this, George?
Fullerene. I have not. Well, what's it do?
It's phenomenal stuff. It's Buckminster Fuller. Yeah, it was a philosopher and a scientist. And mathematician.
Right, the geodesic dome.
Geodesic dome, right. He came up with a molecule that is 60 carbons, C60 it's called. It's got 60 carbons, huge molecule, but it's shaped like a sphere with a hollow center. And it's called, colloquially, they call it a buckyball, naming after him because it looks like a ball. It is the most beautiful chemical structure. I mean, I know I'm a geek in a way, but even to the layperson, if you look at this thing, it's just gorgeous. It's a 60-piece sphere, and it has, because it's a sphere, it's got an ability to trap things. It's actually a sphere with a little hollow center, and it's got an ability to trap things that makes it a tremendously valuable detoxifying substance and antioxidant. And it's got a lot of really interesting literature about this stuff for anti-aging. Just a fascinating molecule. I'm a fan of C60 or fullerene, most of the time it's called fullerene.
Let's go back to Michael. Michael, did you have another question for Ben?
Actually, in addition to the antioxidation factor, there's also the life extension of the mice.
Longevity
lifespan was extended significantly, and they're sort of, protagonists the age of humans to be 150 with that sort of.
Absolutely. It's a longevity inducer because it's detoxifying, and it's an antioxidant and a detoxifier, and it does have that property of inducing longevity. Yeah, a marvelous molecule. And
Ben, if we could live to 150, would we look like 150?
Well, would you want to live to 150 if you didn't look like, you looked 150? There was a movie called Death Becomes Her. Have you ever seen this movie?
Uh-huh.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get the, they got to live to be 200 years old, but they didn't look so good. I don't know.
That's the trade-off.
The trick is quality of life, George. That's what you want to have, is quality of life. no matter what age you're at. It's not the number, it's how well you're living. And you see people who are 90 in their 90s and they're climbing up the Empire State Building. You see people doing remarkable feats at old age, and if one person can do it, that means the human body is capable of it.
Ben, my mother's 90. I swear she looks 60, and she mentally acts 30.
That is beautiful, George. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We see examples of this, so we know that it's possible. Which you have to. It's as simple as out with the good or out with the bad and in with the good. Basically, that's what we're talking about here.
I tell you what Tom did to me on Mother's Day. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, at one of our live events, full stage, sold out. And I'm on stage ready to sing one of my songs. And all of a sudden, everyone's cheering. And I'm looking at this audience, and they're all cheering. And I'm going, what the heck are they cheering for? I haven't even started singing yet. Tom's got my mother coming in on Mother's Day, walking on the stage behind me.
That's
you talk
awesome.
About a surprise.
Thomas.
That was a great. Speaking
awesome.
Of Tom, what do you have for us, Thomas?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was
great. That was a great surprise.
That was Mother's Day. Hey, this one from, and your mom's awesome, by the way. I like your
She's
mom.
One of a kind, isn't she?
90 years old.
Yep.
90
awesome.
Years old.
She's gonna be, she'll be 90. She'll be 91 at the end of May.
George, does she get colds and stuff?
No, she's pretty healthy.
Exactly.
She's in cold weather in Detroit, but she's pretty healthy.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Go ahead, Tommy.
So this one from Jenny in Fort Worth, Texas. For the pharmacist, if I want to drink once in a while, what would be the safest alcohol to consume?
Vodka.
What about wine? What's wrong with wine?
Vodka's the cleanest, and you don't need a lot of it. Wine's kind of complicated. There's some benefits to wine, though. But when she says safest...
Resveratrol in wine.
Yeah,
it's
some
good
awesome
for you.
Stuff. Resveratrol is definitely one of the great active ingredients in wine. And then also the acids in wine are very helpful. Wine's great for your skin topically. Do a wine mask, a toner. Just put wine on a cotton ball. Wine's wonderful stuff, but it's complex. Vodka's clean. Vodka's got nothing in it. It's what we extract in a pharmacy. So if you're going to do alcohol, you know, a shot of vodka. There are people who do a shot of vodka every morning.
Just be careful driving, folks. Just be careful driving.
Not when you're driving. First thing in the morning, there are a lot of old folks who do shots of bourbon first thing in the morning.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Aren't they drunk all night?
My grandfather did a shot of bourbon every morning.
And he was drunk every day of his life.
No, he didn't get drunk. Just one shot of bourbon.
First time caller, Dean's with us in Columbus, Ohio. Speaking of Columbus. Hi, Dean.
Hey, Dean.
How you doing, George? I missed your show when you was here doing Mother's Day.
Oh.
When I found out you're going to be here, it was sold out.
Yeah, that went pretty fast.
I'll catch you next time.
You got
it. But anyway, I have a question for the pharmacist. My wife, we're both 70. Well, I'm 71. She'll be 71 New Year's Day.
All right.
2011, she had breast cancer. She had to get her left breast removed.
Okay.
And lymph nodes taken out.
Okay.
So they put her on oxycodone. Well, 2 years later, she taught school for like 30-something years, so her right leg was like crooked. The from the knee down was going inward, like she was bow-legged.
Okay.
And they had to do a complete knee replacement, so they put her back on oxycodone.
Oh, geez.
A year after that, she had a brain aneurysm when they had to take her scalp out to get to stop to clamp off the bleeding. Then they had to go back in and put a shunt in.
Oh my
and
goodness.
A couple years later, they had to put a scalp back together.
Wow.
Due to this, she's got a tumor on a pituitary gland that's putting pressure, and it's causing eye problems. We have to go to the eye surgeon in the morning. Then, back in July, she fell out of bed and broke that bone from the elbow to the shoulder.
My
completely
God.
Completely in half.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was so bad, they had to go in on the 29th of last month and put a spike down from her shoulder to put the two bones together.
Jeez, that poor lady.
And clamps in at the elbow to hold it stable. And so she's on oxycodone. I mean, she came home from the hospital today, and she was crying tonight. I woke up.
Oh, man.
She said, Daddy, it hurts. It hurts. And I had to give her pain pills, so... I mean, what am
I? This is your wife you're talking about?
Have her.
This is your wife you're talking about, right?
Yes.
You know, I feel for you, man. I mean, that's terrible. At that level, the oxycodone, you give her the oxycodone. You know, I mean.
Just moderation, I guess.
Make sure you're doing other things, though. Make sure you're doing chicken soup. Make sure you're doing aloe vera, drinking it. Make sure you're on a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're veggie juicing. I mean, you do what you can do. Clearly, this is a terrible situation, obviously, but you do what you can do. You know what I'm saying? You don't give up. You do what you can do. Yeah, if she needs a pain pill, give her a pain pill. Make sure she's getting enough fiber so she can clear the pain pill. Make sure you're using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so she can detoxify the pain pill. You know,
what about glucogel?
Glucogel would be great. But, I mean, at this point, she's got bigger fish to fry than the glucogel. But, yeah, definitely digestive enzymes would be great. Essential fatty acids would be great. There's a lot of things. But you do what you can do is the point. There, you know, George, I hear this a lot. Tragically, people have multiple things going wrong and things keep happening. And it's heartbreaking, really. But you do what you can do. And that means eating right. That means supplementing, practicing breathing, getting body work sometimes. I mean, there's plenty of places where you can work.
You know, you have a pen or pencil there, Dean? I want to give you a phone number. Do you have one close by?
Right here.
Okay. All right, here you go. It's 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-7234. Because with Doc and Ben, they give a lot of information. A lot of people don't get it fast enough.
Yeah, you know what else?
Call the number.
Tell me, you know what else? I want to give this guy, tell him that Ben said to get you a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And why don't you do this? Wayne, it's Wayne, right?
It's Dean.
Or Dean. Hey, Dean, send an email to ben@ksco.com, and I'm going to send you out some stuff. I'll send you out a little package.
With a password. A password. Do you know how many Deans are going to show up?
Yeah, we probably should have some kind of way of handling that.
Yes.
Yep. What do you think, George? How would you handle that?
Well, Tommy is going to give him a password to give
okay,
you, Ben,
good.
And
right.
Then he'll tell you what it
okay,
is. Good. Go ahead, take Dean's number. Let's go to Perry in Lompoc, California. Hey, Perry, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen.
Thank
you, my friend, my dear friend. I want to thank you both and Dr. Waller, too, for the love and compassion that you guys give to people. Every time you're on there, Ben, you could just feel, you know, your love, love of God, love of humanity.
That's exactly right. Praise God that you nailed it. This is for the love of humanity. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. I have a friend of mine. He's about my age, 54. For the last 6 weeks or going on 7, he doesn't have diarrhea, but he has loose bowels.
Yeah.
And it's not like diarrhea, because diarrhea
is
watery.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's anything you could tell him.
Yeah, a couple things. When you have loose stools like that, you're not processing correctly. It could be a couple things. One thing it means is you've got toxins coming in the body. The body's trying to eliminate it.
Probiotics.
Quickly. You nailed it. There you go, George. Nightly Essence Probiotics. That's exactly it. You know, I don't want to get too gross here. I know.
No, you can't. I'll bleep you out.
No, okay. I was going to say, your stool is largely made up of bacteria. So when your bacteria are off, when your stools are off, that's one of the great strategies. Make sure you're using probiotics. Yeah, and that's serious because you're not absorbing nutrients at that point. Things are coming through fast, and your intestines don't have a chance to absorb nutrients. So you're going to end up dealing with secondary malnutrition. So in addition to the problem, or malnourishment, in addition to the problem with the digestive issues, food intolerances and such, now you've got a secondary malnourishment, and that can cause all kinds of problems from there. At that point. It's a serious thing.
And the website, you'll get a lot of information at criticalhealthnews.com. Really take advantage of that. And then call this number. Write this number down, folks, and just keep it, because there are always experts on duty to be able to give you some help and assistance. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. That is the same number. Let's go back to some final calls here. Let us go to Ethna in New Jersey. Hi, Ethna.
Oh, hi, George, and hi, Ben. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks.
I just wanted to make a comment after listening to what you were saying. You reminded me. I had called a doctor for someone, and it was a gastroenterologist. And I was shocked that you couldn't even get an appointment for a solid month. That's how bad it was with people's digestion.
Jeez.
I had no idea. And I just wanted to mention that I had brought somebody home tonight, and I've seen many times that they have a body odor, and they also have no energy when they move around. And I thought perhaps that may have some issue with their diet. My parents also have a very simple, basic diet, but they had gone out for my mother's birthday Sunday night. She's born on Veterans Day. And they have
Well, we're losing you, Etha. Let's try one more time here. Maybe it'll work. Go ahead again.
Oh.
Yeah, we're losing you on your phone. You're crackling up there a little bit. But did you get the gist of any of that, Ben?
That's a classic sign of toxicity. The sweat glands are one of the ways the body eliminates toxins. And when the toxic load is so high, it'll come out through the sweat. So that's a sign of major toxicity, and heck yes, it has to do with digestion. That's absolutely okay. Anytime you have toxicity in the body, I mean, by definition, George, if you have a toxic condition, something's getting into the body. It's really as simple as that. Good things in, the bad stuff out. That's healing in a nutshell. And that's when I say good things, I'm talking about food, I'm talking about nutrition, I'm talking about good spirituality, mentality, and emotions, and bad stuff is the exact opposite. Good stuff in, bad stuff out.
What's new on your plate, Ben, literally?
I get to stay home in Colorado for the next few, till the end of the year. I'm looking forward to that. I've been traveling a lot, doing my skincare and praising God and preaching the gospel of good nutrition.
When do we physically see you again?
What's
out there? What are you doing next year? Any events?
I just do kind of...
You're on call. You're on call, right?
Whenever they call me, I just show up.
You go to the Longevity Convention, don't you, every year?
The Longevity Convention is so inspiring, George. When you see all the people that have been helped with the Longevity products, I can't even tell you. I never miss a convention.
All right, Ben, you take care of yourself.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Be well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Again, the phone number to call for assistance. There are lots of people there. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, as you well know, Critical Health News is also a sponsor of Coast to Coast. They love our message, but Ben and Doc Wallach volunteer their time every 3 weeks to pop up on the program to give you more information, that things that can help you a little bit better get through your life. Now, up next on Coast to Coast, we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence with an individual who really thinks it's a good thing. A lot of people have been on the program saying, no, we're going way too far too fast. That's next on Coast to Coast AM.